You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, last night after the broadcast, I got a call from Bob at Action Electronics. And he insisted that I was wrong about what I heard in the previous hour. And said that I had to admit that I was wrong and apologize. And I told him that I heard what I heard. And I had reported exactly what I heard, exactly as I heard it. And he said that's not what he heard, and that I was wrong. I said, then we'll have to agree to disagree, because you heard what you heard, and I heard what I heard. Like I've always said, if you can prove that I'm wrong, I've said it many, many, many times, folks. You prove that I'm wrong, and I'll go in the air and straighten it out. Well, he didn't want to hear all this stuff. He wanted me, based upon just his word, to say that I was wrong. And I'm sorry, bud, but your word ain't proof. You know how many people call me every day saying that everything I say on my broadcast is wrong? Do you know how many letters I get attacking me, attacking my wife, attacking my family, calling my little daughter a mongrel? You know, if you want me to change my mind, you have to prove it. You see, you don't just call me up and say I'm wrong, and I'm supposed to kowtow and kiss your feet and say I'm wrong. That's not the way it works. And this person is a whacked out lunatic. He would not quit. Even after I said we'll have to agree to disagree, because obviously you heard something and I heard something else. So finally, the only way to get rid of the guy was to tell him to go argue with a lamppost, because arguing about it wasn't going to get us anywhere. And he still wouldn't quit. So I told him to stick it where the sun don't shine and hung up on him. Today I got a fax from this guy. And you'll see how twisted his mind is as I read this fax to you. It says, Dear Bill, I listened to Sam Sherwood on Valentine's show and you were in error about what you said, he said. A call-in stated militias should discriminate against Jews, not Sam. Sam also stated he did not practice such ideas, and although he did not speak out against Mom's alleged discrimination, he also did not condone it. I had a great deal, listen to this. He says, I had a great deal of respect for you until now and was ready to give up my business, my girlfriend, and everything to come out to you and help with your projects. I will now find another organization that has a little more integrity. And to that I say, good luck, bud, because you're not going to last 5 minutes anywhere. Because if you disagree with somebody, oh, it's all over. And anybody who would just dump his girlfriend just like that, I don't know. He continues, he says, your explosion on the phone after what I told you indicated to me you are a loose cannon, and if you are not man enough to admit a mistake, then you are no better than the government we are trying to abolish. Well, but when you can prove I made a mistake, if you can prove that, then as I have always done when I've been wrong, I'll go on the air and admit it. You see, the reason you had a great respect for me and you were ready to drop everything and come out here is because I'm very seldom ever wrong. And when I am, and somebody can prove it, I do admit it. So I'm not the loose cannon, mister. You are. You see, I'm not going to admit anything based upon your word or anybody else's word. That's not how it works around here. And if you had come out here to help us in our project, you wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes. Because, you see, you would have been trying to go on your word or somebody else's word, and we don't accept that here. We do not accept it. I also have cautioned my audience from the inception of this broadcast to listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it. So I've led no one astray, and I'm going to recount what I heard last night. Because what I heard is exactly what was said. He goes on. He says, I'm willing to back this up with 10 ounces of silver. How about you? Prove me wrong. I dare you. No, bud, that's not the way it works. You prove me wrong. You see, I didn't call you. You called me. I also didn't ask you to listen to this broadcast. You tuned in. And I got news for you also. Even though you were on the last hour on Tom Valentine, telling me after you said that you're going to drop your girlfriend, your business, and everything to come out and help me with my projects, that you think I'm some kind of lunatic based upon the fact that you disagree with my interpretation of what I heard last night. Then you made a statement that I have a vendetta against Tom Valentine. I didn't say anything about Tom Valentine last night. Nothing at all. And then he says, if you don't admit your mistake on the air, I will get on the Patriot Networks and do it for you. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Bob. You will not get on anything and admit any mistake for me. You can get on anything you want, including all the so-called Patriot Networks, which aren't Patriot at all, by the way, and say anything you want in your own name. But if you try saying something in my name, you're going to find yourself in front of a judge in a court. And you better get that straight right now. You don't speak for me. I speak for me. Now, what I heard last night was a conversation based upon the premise that America is Christian, that the militia is Christian. Yes, the caller did call in and talk about maybe Jews shouldn't belong in the militia. And the gist of the conversation was not that you shouldn't keep them out because it's not right to keep them out. The gist of the conversation, my dear friend, was that agent provocateurs are spies, are so well trained in their craft that you can't keep them out. The statement was also made that the Jews are waging war against Christians, and Tom Valentine agreed, and so did Samuel Sherwood. A statement later in the show was about the racial activities of the Trotman family and Mr. Samuel Sherwood's obvious friendship with the Trotmans. And the question was asked, did he subscribe to their racial viewpoints of the militia of Montana, since it's headed by the Trotman family? And I've made many statements on this program criticizing the leadership of the militia of Montana, but never the good citizens who make up the militia of Montana. You see, I don't believe that they're racist, but I know that their leadership is. Mr. Samuel Sherwood said that he knew that the Trotmans were sympathetic with the Aryan Nation. And he made the statement, a clear statement, ladies and gentlemen, that can be interpreted in no other way. He said, if you're a Christian, you will fall into that category anyway. It's on the tape. Order it and get it and listen to it. You see, Mr. Bob, you don't know a racist remark when you hear one. You didn't understand the gist of that whole conversation because you're still a little kid in diapers playing in your sandbox. And then Samuel Sherwood made another statement. He said, if you believe in the Constitution, you'll also fall into that category. The gist of the entire conversation was Jews are not welcome. Jews are not Americans. Blacks are not Americans. Hispanics are not Americans. Asians are not Americans. American Indians, who are the only Americans, are also not Americans. Chinese are not Americans. It was an assault upon me and my family and every good, decent American in this country. I'm part American Indian. My wife is Chinese. My little daughter is part English, Scotch, Irish, American, Indian, and Chinese. You see, I didn't tell anybody a lie last night. I heard what was said on Radio Free America. I understood exactly what was going on. I also heard an advertisement for the Spotlight tonight. They were telling you to buy the Spotlight so you can read a story about Jack McClam. And in this advertisement, they didn't say that Jack McClam, an American patriot, was being persecuted by the criminal justice system in Phoenix. They said, Jack McClam, a white male American patriot. You just don't get it, do you? I hope you never come out here to help us. You see, people who come to help us have to have at least a little bit of brains. And it's obvious that you don't. I said this a long time ago, folks. Some of you will remember it. I made the statement that I really don't care what anybody thinks about me. And Mr. Bob, I don't care what you say on these patriot networks or how many phone calls you make to anybody that you want to. You see, I've been attacked by people with money and power. Dangerous people. I've been hurt. I've lost a leg in this fight. I've had my head caved in. You don't scare me a bit. You'll just be one more in a very, very long line of people who call me names and attack me because you disagreed with your interpretation of what was heard. I'm now a lunatic. You're not going to last long in this world because you're going to ultimately agree with everyone, including your wife, your mother, your father, your sisters and brothers, and everybody you meet. Eventually, you're going to disagree with. And the burden of proof is not on me. It's on you. You, as I've always said, anybody who finds anything that I say on here to be an error, you prove it to me and I will come on and I will correct it on the air. I've always said that, and I have always done it. And I will always continue to do it. But I will not do it just because you call me and tell me that I'm in error. No, sir. That will never happen around here. You listen to this program because I'm very seldom wrong. And you get truth on this broadcast that you cannot get anywhere else in the world. And if I have made a mistake, I will certainly apologize for it and set it straight. And those of you who have been listening to this broadcast for a long time know that. Now, Mr. Little Childish Temper Tantrum Bob. It's not my fault that you can't agree to disagree on something until you can present something that can change my mind. And I don't think that you can, because what I've just told you about the conversation that occurred last night is exactly what occurred. And the intent and the meaning of that conversation was exactly what I said it is. I've told you the history of the Liberty Lobby. Now go out and do the research yourself. Don't go away, folks. We're going to have a good program for you tonight. I stand by what I said last night. 100,000%. This is Bob and his dealings with everybody that he knows. But don't worry, Bob, I'll save you. Just hold on, I'll be there soon. There they are, leading you to the slaughter. Yes, you're almost there. But don't worry, I'll get there in the nick of time. Yes, folks, what I said in that memorable broadcast a while ago was that I didn't care what anybody thought about me, simply because I know what sheeple do. You will claim all this loyalty and love for me until I make one mistake, or you perceive me to have made a mistake. Or you disagree with me, and you will dump me so fast it's not even funny. I know what I'm fighting for here, and I know the danger involved. And a lot of the danger, to me, comes from you. But I fight on, and I will continue to fight on. Because my fight comes from a higher source, has a higher meaning, and more value than most of you will ever understand. I'm committed. And yes, I will make mistakes. I have made mistakes. But last night was not one of them. I hope that you called Perceptions Magazine today or sent in your $15 payment. Because, folks, as you will learn again tonight, there's information in this magazine that you don't get anywhere else. It's a good magazine. And I've told you all about Gwen, who established it last night, so I'm not going to repeat all that. But I am going to read you some more from the pages of this current issue, Winter 1994. Remember, it's published quarterly, four times a year. Ladies and gentlemen, four times a year. Subscription's $15. And remember, I don't get any of this subscription money, so I'm not trying to put anything in my pockets. I'm trying to recommend something to you that you will enjoy, that you need. It also helps bring the various divisive aspects of the American citizenry together. For Gwen believes, as I do, united we stand, divided we fall. And this nation has never been more divided in its history as it is today. You see, I bet you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, that there are more white people on welfare than there are blacks and Hispanics put together. Did you know that? No. You know why? Because the media intentionally slants all their welfare stories to the black and Hispanics to divide us. I bet you didn't know that there are just as many or more white drug dealers in this country, and I would bet my eye teeth there are more than black or Hispanic. You're all afraid the blacks are going to come out of the ghetto and slaughter you in your beds. And you're equally afraid that the Hispanics will do the same thing. Because all the news stories and the cop stories are slanted to make you think that the blacks are committing all the crime in America. And it's not true. They don't show you the white crime. They don't talk about crimes committed by Asians. Do they? They don't talk about crimes committed by Jews, do they? Nope. Blacks. Blacks are the big danger. They also don't tell you that most crimes committed by blacks are committed in the black ghetto against their black neighbors. They're not a threat to you if you're middle class white or Asian or Hispanic. And gangs go around killing people outside the gangs. Somebody might get hit with a stray bullet. Yes, some innocent person, and that's very, very bad. But gangs mostly kill each other. And I wish they'd hurry up and kill each other off. You see, I don't mind it when they kill each other. I think that's the way it should be. It's okay with me. United we stand, divided we fall. You must stop falling for the lies, for the deceptions, for the manipulations, for the divisive elements in the world today. You watch these cop shows on television? They're brainwashing you into accepting a police state. And they're also teaching you that the one to fear is the black man. See, they don't show you cops arresting white people, do they? There's a reason for that. A big reason. Now, to Perceptions Magazine. It's 6 minutes before the break. Get a few things in here. Awesome news, news clips, and more. Using a secret technology called Tempest, the CIA can intercept radio emissions from your computer and see a screen image identical to your own. This can be done from up to a mile away and is completely undetectable. By a quirk of United States law, Tempest surveillance is legal, but protecting yourself from it is not. Only certified computers are secure, but the standards for certification are secret. A Tempest surveillance unit can be made for under $100 by modifying a standard television. You see, in the pages of Perceptions Magazine. If you want to subscribe, you'll get the first issue free, folks. Free. Gwen has promised me that. I also assured her that my listeners are honorable people. And then if you call and subscribe and she bills you, you'll pay her. So she has agreed to do that. And you can call and subscribe right now. Area code 1-800-276-4448. 1-800-276-4448. Or you can just send $15 to Perceptions Magazine in care of 10734. That's 10734. Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 502-17, that's Suite 502-17, Culver City, California, postal code 90230. Postal code 90230. One more time. $15 to Perceptions Magazine. In care of 10734 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 502-17, Culver City, California. Postal code 90230. And the number is 1-800-276-4448. If you call, give your name and address, they'll start your subscription, you'll get your first issue free, and they'll bill you. Continuing with news clips and more from the pages of Perceptions Magazine. Remember, folks, this is only the second magazine in the history of the Hour of the Time I've ever recommended to you. I'm doing it because it's worth the effort for you to get it. Police in Oakland recently seized 85 bundles of khat, K-H-A-T, with a street value of $3,400. This drug, popular in the Arab world, is now reaching the United States and may be the real reason for United States' interest in the Somali conflict. In the past year, several New York State police officers have confessed to falsifying fingerprints in order to secure convictions in more than 30 criminal cases. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the people who most routinely lie in a court of law are police officers? It's the truth. The police know it, the judges know it, the lawyers know it, and everybody turns their head. They're supposed to uphold the law. And in this emerging police state, that's a big laugh. You see, they're part of the problem. They're helping to destroy the United States of America. Every day they do something blatantly unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful. Across the nation, across the board. And if you're a police officer, don't call me and protest your innocence. All I got to do is turn on the television and watch it, or pick up a newspaper and read about it. Or just walk down the street and have the victims come up and tell me what happened to them that day. You've lost your credibility. In Washington, D.C., there is one lawyer for every 19 people, including children. Much of the electronic surveillance conducted by law enforcement today involves gathering telephone dialing information through a device known as a pen register. Authority to attach these devices, which cannot be legally denied, is much easier to get than permission to wiretap. All that is needed is an assertion by a law enforcement agency that the information would be, quote, relevant to a criminal investigation, end quote. The new digital telephony bill proposed by Senator Leahy, Democrat, Vermont, as a more privacy-conscious version of a sweeping FBI initiative, offers significant new limits on the use of pen-registered data. When police request such information from a telephone company, the carrier is now forbidden to give any information which discloses the location or movement of the calling or called party. Cellular phone networks, PCS systems, and so-called Follow Me services all store this location information within their networks. Thus, law enforcement will not be able to make casual use of mobile and intelligent communication services as a nationwide tracking system. For more information on this, call EFF. EFF at area code 202. That's area code 202. 638-6120. That's 202-638-6120. News, clips, and more from the pages of Perceptions Magazine. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
hour of the time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Good people. They care about this nation. They care about the message of the hour of the time. And they care about you. If you don't believe that, just give them a call and talk to them. It will become evident. Craig Smith, the head of Swiss America Trading, is one of the best men that I've ever met in my life, bar none. And he is genuinely and from my heart a good friend. Swiss America Trading has been backing this broadcast for a long time. They've taken a lot of heat. And they have pledged to continue to back this broadcast because they believe in it. See, they don't have to. Getting sponsors for programs like this is difficult. I can assure you. And I back what I do 100%. You see, I could not accept them to sponsor this broadcast unless I believed that they're honest, that they're good, that they're going to do you a service, and that they're doing it for the right reasons, and that I can back them just as they back me. Because if I couldn't, I wouldn't be able to allow them to sponsor the hour of the time. You see, this isn't like other shows. I would never accept a sponsor and just get on here and read script for something that I'd ever owned or didn't believe in and didn't know much about and didn't know the people who ran the business. So I can assure you without any hesitation whatsoever that you'll be treated very, very good, especially if you tell them that you're a listener of the hour of the time. That you'll not be lied to, you'll not be cheated. Everything is recorded, so if there's any doubt about who said what or when, all they do is get out the tape recorder, play it back so everybody can hear it. It's cleared up real quick. They also have a buyback policy. Ask everybody else you deal with if they have a buyback policy. Find out what their guarantee is. You see, they also have a guarantee. And I guarantee you that you're not going to be cheated and you're going to be treated fairly and that they're going to help you put some of your assets into the only commodity in the history of the world that has kept its value no matter what the economy does. Who was there when I got in trouble in Phoenix? Gene Miller. I mean, lickety-split, he was there. And he wormed his way through that motel from hell and into that room full of gas, and gasping right along with me, stayed right in there with me until the point where the door was filled with the Gestapo and I was arrested. You see, he didn't have to do that. He did it because he's a good person. And they'll treat you the same way, folks. Now, you need to take care of your financial portion of your survival plan. If you haven't done it yet, or if you need to do some more, call Swiss America Trading and do it now. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. You'll be extremely happy. In fact, you'll have a great worry taken off of your shoulders. You'll sleep better at night. 1-800-289-2646. I don't promise you're going to make a great fortune or that you're going to make anything at all in either the Swiss America Trading. If you're smart, you might. If you know the market, you might. See, I recommend this to keep you from losing what you have, not from a point of scratching your greed. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. news clips, and more from the pages of Perceptions magazine. I advise you to subscribe, if you can afford it. It's $15, and you'll get your first issue free. It comes out quarterly, folks. It means four issues a year. So you'll get one issue free and then four issues. And you can order your subscription by calling 1-800-276-4448. That's 1-800-276-4448. Or you can just send $15 to Perceptions Magazine in care of 10734 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 502-17, Culver City, California, postal code 90230. Did you know that nearly 30,000 people are admitted to hospital emergency rooms each year for injuries caused by coins and paper money? Exercise equipment causes another 85,000 injuries. Batteries cause 13,000 and jewelry 50,000. For undisclosed reasons, beds are the most injurious household items, causing 365,000 injuries annually. And it's not a joke, and I have no idea how those injuries are caused, but those are the statistics appearing in the pages of News Clips and More in Perceptions Magazine. Did you know that on average Americans eat six times as much broccoli as they did in 1970 and three times as many mushrooms, but only half as many oranges, according to the United States Department of Agriculture? Did you know the average murder victim is 5 years older than the average murderer, according to the United States Department of Justice? The peak age for committing murder is 17. Don't make your teenagers angry. The California Supreme Court in San Francisco has ruled that drivers and passengers who are stopped for minor violations, listen to this carefully, folks. The California Supreme Court in San Francisco has ruled that drivers and passengers who are stopped for minor violations are at sobriety checkpoints, may be arrested and searched for failing to produce identification. Police should normally accept any document, including privately issued ID containing a photograph and the same information as a state driver's license. For more information on this, if you live in California, contact AIM, A-I-M, at area code 209-757-3124. That's 209-757-3124. Under the California Vehicle Code's no cruising rule, it is illegal to drive past the same place twice in any six-hour period. Try doing that in your own neighborhood. Boy, in St. John's, we'd all be in jail. Everybody in town would be in jail. The Save a Patriot Fellowship Program gives its members insurance-like protection in the event of criminal prosecution by the Internal Revenue Service. The fellowship will provide reimbursement of verified losses due to IRS seizure, up to $10,000 for trial defense, a further $5,000 to appeal a conviction, and $25,000 per year in prison. Membership costs $70 per year. Benefit money is provided by dividing the cost among all the members. The fellowship may be contacted at area code 410-857-4441. That alone is worth much more than the subscription to Perception Magazine, folks. If you don't get this magazine, you're really screwing up. Area code 410-857-4441. According to America's Promise Ministries of Sandpoint, Idaho, the use of sodium fluoride in drinking water was first advocated in the United States by the Aluminum Company of America, which produces sodium fluoride as a byproduct of the aluminum refining process. According to a study by the American Dental Association, as well as a study by the Westview Water Authority of Pennsylvania, dentist incomes and cancer rates are both significantly higher in cities with fluoridated water. Fluoride accumulates in every cell in the human body. Dr. Ludwig Gross, a well-known cancer research scientist, says, and I quote, "The plain fact that fluoride is an insidious poison, harmful, toxic, and cumulative in its effects, even when ingested in minimal amounts, will remain unchanged no matter how many times it will be repeated in print that fluoridation of water is safe. Fluoridation is illegal in 11 European countries and 200 United States cities." And as an aside, from my own knowledge and research, fluoride in its early years was used as a rat poison. A California state citizen's car recently was detained in a Los Angeles International Airport parking facility because the parking attendant needed to see the license plate. This occurred because the car did not display any state registration plate. The attendant knew this because of a video camera mounted on the wall of the structure that captures a close-up image of every automobile exiting the facility. As LAX is a major United States airport, perhaps the associated parking facilities are quietly being used as checkpoints by the Immigration and Naturalization Service or other agencies. The reason given by LAX for this precaution is to deter auto theft. And we know that that's not true because you don't have to give them your license number when you go in and park your car, and you don't give them your name, so they don't have any idea who it belongs to anyway. The Los Angeles Times reported in August 1994 the use of a police robot in Greenbelt, Maryland. The robot, called RMI-9, or Remote Mobile Investigator 9, entered a dangerous suspect's apartment, found the suspect in a closet, and drenched him with a water cannon. Robots can be used to deliver food and perform surveillance in hostage situations. Some suspects are said to be so alarmed by a robot's appearance that they immediately surrender. Other exotic law enforcement devices already in use include super sticky foam, which disables a suspect by temporarily gluing the arms to the body. Retractable spikes embedded in roads that can be raised to blow out a suspect's car tires. Did you know about that? I didn't. A microwave device that can shut off a car's ignition, and a smart gun that disables itself if snatched from a police officer in a struggle. Ah, here's one dear to my heart because I published this years ago in my book, including the entire text of this Constitution. Called the Constitution for the New States of America. Read it. It'll chill your blood. A Constitution of the United Nations Development Organization can be found in Senate Treaty Document number 97-19, 97th Congress, First Session, 1981-1982, confirmed by President Reagan and the Senate. And folks, that makes it law. The United States Constitution, in the Supremacy Clause of Article 6, declares treaties to be the supreme law of the land, taking precedence over contrary state laws. You see, I warned you a long time ago. The United Nations Constitution's preamble shows the intention to direct, control, finance, and subsidize all natural and human resources and agro-related as well as basic industries through dynamic social and economic changes, with a view to establishing a new international economic order. According to Rexford G. Tugwell, in his book, The Emerging Constitution, this new state's constitution, which you could have read years ago if you had my book, was created under the auspices of a Rockefeller tax-exempt foundation. The Rockefeller family is thought to dominate the Council on Foreign Relations, or the CFR. Actually, that's not true. It's dominated by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, located at Chatham House in London, England, and that is the private club for British intelligence. That's the truth, and that's not in this article, folks. That's an aside from me. You could have also found that out in my book. The UN Constitution also states in sections 1 and 15 of Article 1 that the rights of expression, communication, movement, assembly, petition, and habeas corpus are all eliminated during a declared emergency. Most significantly, it declares, until each indicated change in the government shall have been completed, the provisions of the existing Constitution and the organs of government shall be in effect. All operations of the national government shall cease as they are replaced by those authorized under this Constitution, emphasis added. Now, as an aside, I always wondered, what exactly is this government in waiting that exists under Mount Weather in Virginia? Nobody really knows. There's no legal authorization for it. It is not provided for in the Constitution. But this, ladies and gentlemen, could explain it. Another treaty that may soon be ratified is the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which is intended to grant to children rights of privacy, freedom of expression, free thought and association. The rights will be enforced principally against parents, whose responsibility exists only in furthering the independent choices of the child. All children must be registered at birth, and agencies will be set up to investigate and prosecute violations, such as a parent preventing a child from interacting with material that the parent deems unacceptable. No allowance is made for parental guidance. In Article 29, the Convention states, "It is the goal of the state to direct the education of the people it governs toward the philosophy of the New World Order as enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations." Welcome to the New World Order. Police in St. Louis are conducting weapons searches as part of a gun suppression program. All searches are performed without warrants, but with the homeowners or tenants' permission. The program uses a consent form, which promises that if the police find an illegal gun, they will simply confiscate it without pressing charges. So far, police have found, on average, one illegal, stolen, or unregistered gun in every three homes searched, which would not be unusual in this country, folks, because most Americans do not believe in registering their firearms. An attempt to circumvent any attempt to make them register their firearms all the time. The Supreme Court recently refused to reconsider a 1985 decision that gave Congress power to force state and local governments to comply with federal laws. The justices rejected the Kansas appeal that federal law cannot set minimum wage and overtime requirements generally applied to state governments. All this, folks, from the pages of Perceptions magazine. You see what you've been missing? Now you know why I'm doing this, folks. You see, if I really believe that something is good, that it warrants your attention, that it would benefit you, I'm going to sell it to you. And usually I do it without even the people who own it even knowing it. I did it with Backwoods Home Magazine, and Dave Duffy didn't even know that I did it until he started getting calls from all over the country and the world. And then he advertised a couple of times. That's before we had a sponsor. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is establishing a new national communications center in Salt Lake City, Utah, in an area near the airport that has been sealed off with barbed wire and United States Army tanks. Local citizens are warned that any maps or photographs of the area will be confiscated. In Los Angeles, otherwise unmarked cars have been seen bearing notices declaring them to be government emergency vehicles under the control of FEMA. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, an international version of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, involving 26 countries, has extended its charter through 1999. It will be establishing networks for international surveillance of money laundering, as well as attempting to establish uniform credit reporting practices in all its member countries based on the United States model. At present, credit agencies such as TRW and Equifax do not operate outside the United States, Germany, and Japan, except on a very small scale. Uniform regulations for taxation, checks, and credit cards are also being designed. FATF is widely regarded as the world's catalyst for laws and government action against money laundering. American Express Bank International, AEBI, has what sounds like an innocent know-your-customer policy that provides detailed instructions on how to verify a customer's source of wealth and documents this with references in confidential client profile files. Two AEBI bankers were prosecuted for being too friendly with Ricardo Aguirre, described as a Mexican gas station attendant who formed companies and deposited more than $1 million in the bank. The employees were charged with exposing the AEBI to possible violations of Federal Reserve regulations because they accepted Aguirre's word that his wealth was from legitimate sources. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution does not give a person the right to privacy of his financial records maintained by a bank. United States v. Miller, 425 U.S., 435, 1976. Only in the pages of Perceptions magazine. A Naples, Florida car dealer bought a Porsche worth $37,000 from a customer who took in exchange a Ford Bronco worth $17,000 and the balance in three checks, each of which was drafted for less than $10,000 at the customer's request. As a result, the car dealer was charged with structuring bank fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering. This is the first case of its type. Watch for many more, maybe even involving you. Reva Poor, a self-employed author, has devoted an entire summer, folks, to recovering her credit rating. Get this. After a stranger walked into United States bankruptcy court and declared bankruptcy in her name, the stranger forged her signature, obtained credit reports, contacted creditors, and had the court filing fee reduced by one-third due to her poverty. Credit bureaus reported the bankruptcy, and her business was harmed because clients read about it in the local newspaper. According to a spokesperson for the bankruptcy court, this has never happened before, and no safeguards exist to prevent it. The perpetrator has not been identified. The Justice Department is combining its financial crime staff with the Asset Forfeiture Office, recognizing that the government's goal in investigations is to earn forfeiture revenue as well as to detect situations in which forfeiture might be achieved. This is being done as part of the Vice President Al Gore's Reinventing Government goals, which seek to eliminate overlapping government functions. That's a laugh. It seeks to eliminate private property and transfer your property into the government's property. Good night, folks, and God bless you all. Even poor old Bob in his sandbox.